Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
I thought I knew just about all there was to know about this affair of Jeff Pilgrim. But who do you think's mixed up in it now? Angela Tennant. She came to my office this afternoon, wanting to know where she could get hold of Jeff. And she didn't seem to be fooling about, either. According to her, she has some very special information about the fraud. And whether she's grinding an axe of her own or not, Jeff simply must see her. I may be crazy, but I think she's after money. And I'll see that Jeff realizes it.
All right, Stella, so she's after money. Where the devil am I going to get enough to buy whatever information she has? How the dickens Angela Tennant could possibly know anything about a frame-up engineered by Harry Palmer in Tressida Bendigo and Company, that's more than I can imagine.
Haven't you any money at all?
Only a few miserable pounds. I grabbed my bank account, you know that.
Well, don't beat your brains out, darling. I may be wrong about her wanting money. But right or wrong, you'll see her, won't you?
I'd like to see anyone stop me.
When?
Why not tonight?
Well, look at it this way. Suppose, just suppose, mind you, that she could clear you. If she can, you'll be able to write your own ticket for Tressida Bendigo and everyone connected with them.
Well, so what?
Point that out to the scraggy witch. And if she does want to be paid, promise her the world.
I shouldn't be laughing, Stella, but so help me, I wouldn't like to cross swords with you. You're as cunning as a weasel.
And lucky for you I am. I managed a letter of Puller's for you, don't forget that. And I'm just enough of a harpy myself to know how to cope with Angela Tennant.
Well, let's hope you're right.
About me being a harpy?
Don't be an ass. About Angela Tennant.
Jeff, what do you really think about me? Now, after all this.
Well, how do you mean? I mean, in what particular way?
Oh, never mind. Grab the phone and make your arrangements with Angela, and you may as well remember, this letter I tricked out of Benny Puller will only get you acquitted. But Palmer's the person who can actually clear you of the fraud. And if Angela knows anything, it must be about Harry Palmer.
Yes, of course. If she knows anything.
So go your hardest, darling, because it's Palmer you're after.
How right you are, Stella. It's Harry Palmer I'm after. Well, Angela, what's going on? According to Stella Bronson, you know something about this pickle I'm in. Do you?
And how?
Well, let's have it.
Don't bustle me, darling. How do you like my new house coat?
I'm ravished by your house coat. But if you don't mind, we can talk about it some other time.
Oh, why? I simply adore it. But the trouble is, it's not paid for.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Angela, I know you're thoroughly enjoying yourself, but will you kindly tell me what you want to see me for?
Oh, not yet. I want to show you some more of the things I've been ticking up all over town. I suppose you could say I've been counting my chickens before they're hatched.
If all you can do is talk in riddles, I may as well clear off.
You'd be silly to.
I'll shake it up and say whatever you're going to.
Jeff, I don't care one way or another what happens to you. Either way, win, lose, or draw. Little Angela's coming out on top.
Uh-huh. Go on.
You wouldn't like to pay some bills for me, would you?
If I don't, you won't talk. Is that it?
I was wondering how long it'd take you to catch on.
What's your price?
Oh, don't call it my price, darling. You'll hurt my feelings.
All right, how much do you want?
How much have you got?
I haven't a bean.
Oh, what a pity. I'm sure you could raise the wind to keep yourself out of the peter.
Let's get down to cases, Angela. Can you clear me of this fraud charge?
I can not only clear you, Jeff. I can pin it on someone else. The right someone else, if you follow me.
All right, then. Now listen. At the moment, I haven't the cracker, as I just told you. But if I'm cleared of this business, how do you think I'll stand with Tressida Bendigo?
You'd be the white-haired boy, but that wouldn't pay any of my rent, darling.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Once I'm out of the wood, I'll be able to name my own price. Not only for myself, but for you. Now, how about you doing some catching on, Angela?
You're beginning to intrigue me.
All right. Now, what's your price? Don't let's have any humbug about your feelings, either.
Well, I need a few hundred to fix the odd bill. But that'll be cheap at the price. I want a new car. Something dark green. Let's say a drop-head coupe with beautiful chromium discs on the wheels.
Oh. You're sure that's all?
Sing out if it's not worth it, chum.
I guess it's worth it, Angela. It's a bargain.
If I talk, you'll see that I get the drophead? With chromium discs?
Listen, for all I care, you can have it with a horn that plays coming through the rye. Just stop haggling and tell me what you know.
I'll tell you, Jeff. But if you try to let me down after I have, I'll deny I've ever opened my mouth and you'll be back where you started. Is that understood?
It's fair enough.
All right. Here it is. Some time ago, about 5 or 6 weeks, I suppose, my car was in dock and I had to take a train to Santa Marina.
That's on the way to Port Kensington. Hey, this makes sense. You ran into Harry Palmer on the train.
Don't rush me. I'll get around to it. As I was saying... Oh, hang. Wait a minute, Jeff. Hello?
It's Harry Palmer here, Angela. You remember what we were talking about yesterday?
Would I be likely to forget?
Well, I've come to a decision. I want to see you.
That's too bad. So have I, and I don't think I want to see you.
What? Now, look here, Angela. Look here, what do you mean?
You should have snapped it up when you had the chance.
You don't mean you're told Pilgrim?
No, but it won't be long now. Goodbye.
No, don't hang on, Angela. Listen to me. You can have the lot, every penny. Just give me a chance, that's all. I didn't think you'd go to Pilgrim so soon. Listen, Angela, don't hang up. You can have it all.
Hadn't you better be more definite?
I've 1,700 left.
Not enough.
I'll give more. Angela, I swear I'll get more. All you want.
All right. Let's leave it at that.
When can I see you?
You say.
Tonight. I'll wait at my flat for you. I'll wait all night. We will turn up, won't you? You must, Angela.
I'll be there. Goodbye now.
Whew. Who the dickens was that? Sounded half unhinged from here.
Oh, that was a character I more or less promised my flat to. You know how they are. He thought I'd hang on forever, but I changed my mind.
Anyway, hang your flat. You said the rest of the story on Harry Palmer and the train.
What story was that, Jeff? I didn't mention Harry Palmer.
Well, get on with it, will you? What happened when you were on your way to Santa Marina?
Nothing. What? Nothing at all. You'd better be getting along, I think.
What's the matter with you?
There's just not any story. That's all. Good night.
Just a minute. Who was on that phone?
Mind your own business.
It was Palmer. It was Palmer, and you're selling out to him. Answer me, you cold-blooded harridan. It was Harry Palmer, wasn't it?
If you don't let go of me and get out of my flat, I'll call the police. I've nothing to tell you. You're a criminal out on bail, and you forced your way in here. Shall I call a patrol car?
Nice going, Angela. You're quite a honey, aren't you? What's Palmer's price?
Get out of here. Go on, get out of here and don't come back.
After you, some fresh air will be a pleasure. And while you're making a deal with Palmer, you can tell him this. I'm not going to jail. I have another string to my bow, Angela, and I'll be around for a long time, breathing right down Harry Palmer's neck. Tell him that, you squaw.
Thanks, Caddy. What does the meter say? All right, call it 6 Bob. Give me a change of the pound, will you?
There she is. I thought you'd turn up at Palmer's tonight. Just waited a while for me to get out of the way.
Thanks, Cabby. Good night.
That's right, Angela. Up you go. Flat 16 at the front on the right-hand side. I'll just give you 10 minutes to settle down and talk some business with Mr. Palmer. And then I'll be right with you and cleared for action.
Angela, are you positive Jeff didn't follow you or anything? I don't want anyone bursting in here now.
Oh, snap out of it, Harry. I had a good look round. Now, what's your proposition? Because I had a pretty good one from Jeff, and there's nothing to stop me from taking it up again.
How much did you tell him?
Not a thing.
You'd have been a fool to settle with Pilgrim. If I hadn't rung you...
I'm waiting to hear your offer.
I can give you 1,700 now, more when I'm married to Marcia. It's the best I can do.
It's a deal. Just like that. And you know why? When I heard you panicking on the phone, I suddenly realized, Harry, darling, if I talk to Jeff, I take my profit now and it's all over. But if I keep quiet, well, darling, I can come to you over and over again. Can't I? Can't I, Palmer?
Yes. Over and over.
We're going to be friends. Got a drink?
Keep quiet.
What's the matter? Shh. What is the matter with you?
There's someone at the door. It's Pilgrim. If he finds us together, under the circumstances, he could make enough out of it. I have to get Angela out of here before Pilgrim gets in. But how?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.